I know that our first guest here this morning was enjoying himself immensely between the hours of 3. I'm going to change that. I'm going to say immensely between the hours of, I would say, 6:30 and 7:30 on Saturday night when things started improving for the Spartans. And it was a very close football game against the Hoosiers of Indiana for three quarters. And then MSU, they pulled it out. They extended that lead quite a bit at the end. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, joining us now. Good morning, sir.
Well, hello to you, Dave, and you are absolutely right. It was the last 5 minutes when three touchdowns were scored that all of a sudden 52-26 didn't reflect what was really a very close game. But it was except for that torrential rain at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that one brief period,
basically a nice day.
It was a nice day. And, Mark D'Antonio said that, I think right at the end of the game, I said so on social media, too, that the score, you know, flatters MSU. But what doesn't flatter is, look, undefeated, 8-0. And in a game of attrition like college football, it's like, you know, rodeo, ride and make it to the bell. Style points, they count with the voters to some extent, but just winning all your games means a lot more.
There's no question. That's definitely true, Dave. And like I say, when you're 8-0, you get to feel pretty good.
Well, what about in our personal lives now? 8-0 would mean pretty exceptional in college football. What would the equivalent be? I guess being, you know, a very exceptional person, excelling in a lot of areas versus settling for being average. But how do you define that when you talk with clients and your patients?
Well, here's my feeling. There are a lot of people that lead very happy lives being average. You know, they put 30 years in something, they work hard, they do things. Being exceptional means you really want to move to the head of the class, if you will. You have self-confidence in yourself, you believe in yourself, you believe you can do better, you want to be a leader. You have to, of course, learn how to follow in order to be able to be a leader, but you do that. And you're curious, you accept leadership when opportunity comes. You're willing to do what you have to do, and you have to be looking ahead. You have to be accepting and generating admiration. People look at what you're doing, appreciate what you're doing. And this, of course, sometimes can lead to jealousy. But overall, if you're really working hard, moving forward, you're courteous to people. You always have a smile. You dress relatively well. You know, you show yourself to be on top of things. And moving forward, that's how you really come across and you become more than average. You become exceptional. And I say this because some people say, well, what's wrong with being average? Well, there's nothing wrong with being average if that's what you desire. But there also is nothing wrong with desiring to excel, be the best you can be, move to the head of the class, work more, try harder, learn more. There's just nothing wrong with that. In fact, I believe that's a great thing to aspire to. It's a question of who are you? Do you want to be an eagle? Are you happy as a duck? Are you happy with doing whatever role you want to have? But if you really want to excel, it's hard work, it's keeping on top of things, and really trying to do the best that you can do, and never treating other people unfairly, just moving forward and being helpful and doing the best you can do.
You know, it's funny, I go back to that relativity factor. I remember having a couple of friends and getting in a back and forth with them, and one of them said to the other, this was years ago, you know, so how smart do you think you are? He goes, I don't know, I think I'm pretty average. And the other one says, hey, you know what, average is dumb. I guess it depends on where your viewpoint is, but for people that you see who do excel, who do say, I want to go for a little bit more, do you find that they all have some common traits? I mean, after these number of years, do you see things that are just common attributes here?
Well, yes. There's self-confidence. Mm-hmm. There's a desire to move forward. There's a desire to learn from every circumstance that you encounter. There's a desire to really lead, take a role in leadership. There's a desire to find people around you that can enhance you, that can move forward with you, okay? And there's a general desire, a confidence that you can do, you're going to do, and you do. And you will find if you don't really believe, if you don't have this dream, if you don't have the fire and the energy to move forward, then you're not going to do it. Like I have right now clients that have been in the same work but some move on, do different things. People are all, they have different aspirations in life, and I don't call people that are average dumb. I think most people are average.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do you decide that you want to be different than average and you want
sure.
to be exceptional? Other people, sometimes people go the other way. They want to be less than average. Well, that tends not to get you ahead in life at all. But if you want to be, you have to have the dream, you have to have the desire, you have to develop the skills that you have as best you can. And if you do that, you can definitely move forward and be very successful.
Art, before I let you go, do Excellers, do they target a long-term goal, or are they happy also with enjoying the journey through life?
Well, I always, unfortunately, some people don't enjoy the journey. The journey really is what you're doing, okay?
Exactly.
And you may have a long-term goal, but it's enjoying every day. There's the kind of the excitement, just really just going forward and conquering, if you will, learning, affecting other people, seeing yourself grow. That's the journey. That's the road. It's impacting on yourself and others. And because if you just get to the head of the, get to where you're going, the supposed end of the journey, and then you get there and you realize you didn't enjoy yourself, you didn't really help yourself, you didn't really help others emotionally.
Could be very hollow.
Oh, it is. And I've seen a lot of that, sadly, over the years, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to enjoy the ride. You know, I make the comment, I live 500 Earth years in the years I've lived just because I like to try to put more, if you can, into every day. And I think you do the same thing. You're always up reading, doing things. I know when you meet on the phone, you know, when you're interviewing people, you have done your homework. You really know what you're asking them because you've been learning about it. That is learning. It's different than just asking 10 questions.
I tell you what, I Google really well, and I go to a website called 10greatquestions.com, and for every situation, it's just, you've ever noticed, they're all the same questions over and over again. I'm just kidding, and I appreciate that. Dr. John Braccio, the podcast will be up here very shortly at drjohnb.com. That is the place to go. It is a great resource that's online and available to you 24/7, 365, and of course, so we always appreciate our weekly visit with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. There's a little game looming with Ohio State. Get yourself psychologically prepared for this.
I will be there, and it'll be fun. We're staying on Woody Hayes Boulevard, of all things.
Oh,
so that has a good ring to it.
Yeah, it does. When you check in, tell them your name is either Duffy or Bo, and they'll take care of you right away. Dr. John Braccio joining us this morning. Have a wonderful day. Have a great week.
Okay, Paisano. Bye-bye.